Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hi there. We're as happy as can be because it's Tuesday, one more step before Wednesday, and then Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. There's a song about that, too, I think. Isn't there somewhere?
Oh,
I think
is
there's
there?
I think there is.
One.
Yeah, right. Speaking of songs, today is November the 1st. Happy November 1st. And you know what that means? We have somebody who thinks they're number one when it comes to going all Christmas. And I guess they can take credit for going all Christmas. We were the first ones, I think, in the country to play Christmas music in advance of some station going to all Christmas. And so in a matter of speaking, those of you waking up in Chicagoland this morning who are not listening to this program on our affiliates in Joliet and the other affiliates that sort of circle Chicago on Light FM, which is the typical, you know, sort of soft AC adult contemporary music, they have started to play Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree. As a matter of fact, they're around the clock with Christmas music. But remember, we were first here with Christmas music to wish you a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Okay, well, Halloween's over, so we might as well get going. All right, James, hit that button.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Everywhere you go, take a look at the 5 and 10. It's glistening once again with candy canes and silver lanes aglow.
What do you think?
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas.
Michael Bublé.
Everywhere you go.
But the prettiest sight to see. Is that, what's that, that's Mr. Smooth here. What's
Michael
his name?
Brown. Michael Bublé.
Michael Bublé, that's it. Yeah, exactly. All right, so we are done with Halloween. So that means there's no Thanksgiving. It's just right to Christmas. Let's go. You look in the stores to see what's being sold, even some of the food that's out already that you can put in the freezer. Food's going to be expensive. We'll be talking about that as we get closer to Thanksgiving. And then for Christmas, all of the things that you want for Christmas, your two front teeth, actually, two front teeth are $4.50 more expensive this year than they were last year. Do you know that? Look at that. Expenses. So here's what happened in Michigan City, Indiana. Is that right? No, this was a Michigan City, Eureka, Michigan. The Halloween tradition, trick-or-treating in the Wyandotte area, canceled because of a cockroach problem. City officials issued a statement to the residents announcing the closure of most of the streets as a proactive measure to prevent further cockroach migration. What, they expected the cockroaches were going to jump into the bags?
I have
eat
no
that
idea,
ice.
But the fact that it canceled the entire holiday, it canceled trick-or-treating.
Uh-uh.
There were that many cockroaches, really?
I think this was a government overreach. But at any rate, there were no reports of any roach infestation occurring outside of the area where they planned to allow people to go out from 5:30 to 7:30. The mayor says, it's unfortunate. I wonder what the residents say. It's one way or another. I think I've been in that town once. It's a nice farming community, nice area. The local Detroit paper says that one of the city councilmen claimed the roaches were no fault of the city, explaining the problem began after the city's garbage truck loaded waste from a house filled with roaches. The house in question has been vacated, burn that to the ground, and the roaches will probably still be there. Isn't that what they say about cockroaches? They'll live through a nuclear attack. They live through fires. You can't kill them.
Yeah, they're just absurd.
Step on them. That kills them, doesn't it?
Yeah, a good amount of mass and force.
Yeah, right, yeah.
But isn't this typically what happens if there's somebody who just is just really not clean and they have cockroaches in their home or mice,
right.
And then they move and that food source is gone, then they end up going to the neighbors.
Let's go somewhere else. Right. All right, so that's what happened to Halloween there. What did you do with, well, Mac's too young for Halloween, right? Did you do anything? What sort of thing happened at the house there?
My mom handed out candy. We're still with my parents. Mac, we did have a costume for Mac, but we were kind of thinking he wouldn't want to put it on. But after seeing all these different like kids and stuff and teens coming to the house, he wanted his costume on. And then after a few more, he actually wanted to go out and trick-or-treat. But we didn't go to any doors. We just pretty much walked along the sidewalk on, like, where my parents' house is, and then it was done, and we went back inside. So he did have his bucket and his Halloween costume on. We just didn't actually go up to any doors.
All right. Oh, so you didn't get anything. But it was nice, I suppose, to get him used
to it. It was all what he wanted to do. He really drove the whole thing. He wanted his costume on. He was Hulk. And then he wanted
the
bucket and go out.
Seems to be popular, the Hulk. The new, what's the woman Hulk? The She-Hulk.
She-Hulk.
A lot of girls were dressed up as the She-Hulk. Meanwhile, speaking of dressing up, we touched on this yesterday. I looked into it more after we got off the air. Bill Maher talking about Halloween and Halloween contest, the costumes.
Offensive costumes.
He had an interesting message about offensive costumes. And that's as far as I got yesterday with talking about it. There are a lot of people who are bent over. We find people are upset about anything and everything, right? People today, there's this chip on pretty much everybody's shoulder. Everybody's got a problem. They get bent out of shape over everything or anything. So, but Mara zeroed in on media sites that were urging, some of them warning, some of them threatening people not to wear certain costumes. Don't wear Queen Elizabeth. It's too soon. No Elvis, because he dated an underage girl. No hobos, which has been around for a long time, right?
Community members.
Right. Mm-hmm. No Trump, no Putin, no Will Smith, no Johnny Depp.
No serial killers. Came under fire for even tweeting about keep your Jeffrey Dahmer costumes in the closet. We're not having it this year. And Bill Maher was even like, who made you the person in charge of all of this?
Exactly.
And they pointed out that this is a holiday where people do get dressed up and sometimes really offensive costumes or really vulgar costumes or just all around horrific. And it's kind of like this release. It's something that if somebody wants to do that,
it's none of your business. Mind your own business. M-Y-O-B. Mind your own business. And more and more, Bill Maher is coming down, even though he's got a lot of strange points of view on things. He has more common, he seemingly, as he gets older, has more common sense and points to what most people, like what people say about this program. You say what most people think. And this is it. Why not wear? Who are you to tell me I can't be Johnny Depp? Or who are you to tell me that I can't be Donald Trump? Or I can't be Nancy Pelosi or her husband or whoever? Who are you? Go mind your own business, damn it.
Well, that's the thing, and I totally get where some offense comes from with certain costumes, but once again, then don't choose to wear that costume.
Yeah, if you don't want to, don't. It's up to you, not up to somebody else. Kim Kardashian showed up to Tracee Ellis Ross's pre-Halloween party dressed as X-Men character Mystique, but apparently she's the only one who is in a costume. She showed up at this in full costume at the dinner.
It was a birthday dinner.
Yeah, right.
Well, she had a couple different Halloween costume parties to go to that night. She did bounce around, but she just missed the memo that Tracee Ellis Ross's birthday dinner was not following along with the costume thing.
Refresh our memory as to
she was full out. She was full out in costume.
Yeah, they have a lot of time and money. Why don't they get themselves dressed up? Refresh our memory as to who Tracee Ellis Ross is. I know the name, but I don't know why.
Oh, she's an actor. She's absolutely an incredible actor. And she's also Diana Ross's daughter.
Ah, okay. That's where I remember hearing it. Yep. Yes. Okay. That's it. All right, so there are lots of things to think about. You know, over the years, I have talked a lot about MyPillow. And I stopped doing it because it seemed that there was too much focus on the founder, Mike Lindell, and his crazy antics. But it didn't. Somebody said to me, I think a year ago, when all of this, or even more than that, how long has Lindell been doing this crazy stuff, the Trump stuff? He's been doing it for quite a long time. But, you know, the people, there are 1,500 people that work in that factory, and they may or may not share Lindell's point of view. Lindell is his own worst enemy, kind of like Trump is, or a lot of people that go off the deep end. But does that mean you don't think his products are any good? I happen to, over the years, have thought the MyPillow products were really good. So I decided, when I talked to the folks at MyPillow yesterday, to go back. They wanted to know, you know, because it's obvious they haven't been talking about MyPillow for months and months and months and months and months. Mm-hmm. But then after talking to them, I think, you know, all right, it's kind of like what we just said about what Bill Maher said. Just because you want to cancel Lindell, why would you want to cancel the 1,500 people that are working for him that are trying to keep the place going?
And that's made in America. The majority of their products are made in America.
Exactly. So here's the latest deal from MyPillow. The towels. I found that the towels, as a matter of fact, one of the reasons I thought about it was because when I got out of the shower yesterday, I grabbed the gray. They're all different colors. I grabbed the gray towel. I have all the different colors from when we talked about it before. So now there's a new sort of a game changer, the six-piece towel set at MyPillow. Set is made with USA cotton, extremely absorbent. That's the thing about towels, right? You get towels and they don't absorb anything. These do. Soft feeling, a great way for you. It's a nice Christmas gift, actually. Two bath towels, two hand towels, two washcloths. Usually they sell for $89.98, but to get us started back again with MyPillow, you can buy them for $39.98. That's right. Use the promo code Doug, D-O-U-G. All the MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials page. Use the code Doug, low price $39.98 for the six-piece towel set at MyPillow.com.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
What's the best product I bought this year? Oh, that's easy. SalonPas pain relieving patches. The proven medicines in SalonPas patches reduce my pain and let me do the things I need to do every day.
In a recent clinical study, patients using SalonPas reported improved sleep, mood, and the ability to work. They had less pain and were able to reduce their use of oral pain medications.
For pain, I use SalonPas. It's good medicine.
For all your printing needs this holiday, Staples has you covered.
I need custom printed holiday cards for my one-of-a-kind business.
Staples has you covered.
It's beginning to look a lot like I need custom party invites fast.
I need cards for everyone who gave me a hand this year without spending an arm and a leg.
Staples has you covered with personalized holiday cards and invites. And now save 40% on custom holiday cards and invitations. For everything you need printed, go to Staples, the working and learning store. In-store and online ends 12/17. Exclusions and restrictions apply.
Silver has has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You can see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Good Day Health Podcast with Dr. Jack Stockwell.
They don't want you to know that your body has the ability to heal itself. It needs to have the restrictions to healing removed and given the things that it needs to promote healing. And one of those is Trace Minerals B12. It's another product that works really well at taming sugar cravings, because when you give your body the nutrients that should have been there in the first place, you're far less likely to spiral out of control with the cravings that lead you to overeating deficient foods.
All Good Day Health Podcasts can be found at gooddayhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's 23 after the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program with Jay Kirshner on the air everywhere. Right now our focus is on nuts in the news. Some people refer to some of the people that get a lot of attention as sort of a little crazy. Well, there are lots of people. Some people know the names and some people who are not known do crazy things. I don't know that this falls into that category as far as the focus on Matthew Perry. A lot of people, there's a lot of focus on him since he's released this book telling about his drugs and alcohol experiences. He was on Diane Sawyer last Friday. We'll talk about what he had to say right after this. Doug Steffens here to talk to you about Term Provider. This is the easiest way to buy life insurance, protect your family, and get peace of mind. You have high blood pressure? Got diabetes? No problem. At Term Provider, they'll shop all the top insurance carriers, so you don't have to do that, and get you the best possible rate no matter what ails you. Call Term Provider, 800-230-2777. That's 800-230-2777. Term Provider has helped lots of people just like you. No matter what your problem is, at Term Provider, they get the job done. 800-230-2777. Get the scales tipped in your favor. $1 million in term life insurance for less than $200 a month. 800-230-2777. Term Provider, the way to go to get affordable life insurance. 800-230-2777. Okay, so Matthew Perry's been all over the place. You've probably seen. I actually watched part of this interview myself last Friday when I came in fixing dinner. Diane Sawyer was on. And so this is, he says, I was sad, frankly, as I watched him there thinking about all the stuff, how he got hooked on drugs.
And just how bad it truly became.
Yeah. Right, and he was almost dead. He was in a group of five people that had some kind of whatever it was, infective drugs, were in the hospital at the same time. He's the only one who lived. The rest of them, he was doing 55 Vicodins a day. Mm-hmm. How the hell is he even alive?
That's
right?
The question. Unfortunately, he is now 18 months sober, and one of the things he had even stated was that he knows now, like, there's no going back to the drugs because they will absolutely kill him. They almost took his life so many times. And he discusses how he used to go to open houses to raid people's medicine cabinets looking for Vicodin. And knowing that people would never think, oh, Chandler Bing is the one who stole these. Like, it never would have crossed anybody's mind. And he even shared what to look for in a relapse for him personally. I'm sure everybody else has their own different tells, but the different signs for that would indicate he relapsed would be saying if he's just like, I'm just going home to chill tonight, or I'm cured. That those are things that he had stated. And you look at the different weight that he lost.
Well, he lost all kinds of
time on Friends.
Yeah.
He even shared that you could tell what his drug of choice was at the time based on what his weight.
Mm-hmm. And then he would go in and act. He'd be able to pull it off when all the people that were on Friends with him knew exactly what was going on with him. It just seems it's bizarre, but man, look out for stuff like this. It happens so quickly, and he acknowledged that he wasn't showing up to anything. And there's a lot to be learned from Matthew Perry's experience. 28 after the hour.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, many pet care experts advise guardians to think like a parole officer. Any destructive, delinquent pet needs constant supervision and strict training. The recommended attitude is not preventative, but rather correctional, as it might be in prison. This attitude is detrimental both to the pet and to your relationship with him. If you're always correcting him, always certain that he's going to do something wrong when you're not around, you're creating a situation where only bad things can happen. Cats and dogs are not delinquent. No matter what they have done, they're not trying to get even with you. They're not committing these acts because they have become genuinely evil or some malicious streak in their personality. There's always a reason or a variety of reasons that contribute to this type of behavior. Once you've tracked down the cause, you can really get to the resolution. That's really important. The most important thing you can do as a pet guardian if you have a dog or a cat that has behavioral problems is analyze and figure out why the problem's there. Once you know the why, the resolution is real easy. But don't focus on correcting. Focus on figuring out why the problem's there in the first place. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Progressive presents today's to-do list for your dog.
Check front door. Check window. Check other window. Rest chin on ground. Look into distance. Bark for no reason. Check front door. Check window. Check other window.
Your pet has a very busy schedule, so it's up to you to make sure they're protected. That's why Progressive Car Insurance covers your pets for up to $1,000 if they're ever in a car accident with you.
Chase shiny ball. Lose shiny ball. Find shiny ball. Eat shiny ball.
Get coverage for your pets with any auto policy from Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Coverage for cats and dogs included with the purchase of collision coverage and subject to policy terms.
My heart was racing just making spaghetti. I could have waited to tell my doctor, but I didn't wait.
I was short of breath just reading a book. I could have delayed telling my doctor, but I didn't wait.
They told their doctors and found out they have atrial fibrillation, a condition which makes it about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you have one or more of these symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, this is no time to wait. Contact your doctor.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As violence on American streets continue to burden the American dream, Chicago's violence is among the worst in the country. Last night, 14 people were shot and run over in the city's Garfield Park. The youngest victim, 3 years old. Chicago Police Superintendent David Brown.
They're all in various conditions between critical and non-life-threatening. We also have a person struck by a vehicle.
President Biden is putting the blame on high gas prices on the oil companies. The president on Monday.
I have no problem with corporations turning a fair profit or getting a return on their investment in innovation. But this is remotely what's happening. Oil companies Record profits today are not because they're doing something new or innovative. Their profits are a windfall of war.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Oh, won't you stick with me, baby? I'm going to make a lot of bread. I mean both money and actual bread. But right now I need dough, because my delivery truck's dead. And by dough, I mean money. Trucks don't run on bread.
Owning a small business isn't always as lovely as it sounds, but with personalized discounts that save you money, Progressive Commercial keeps you humming along. Get a quote in as little as 6 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com.
I need more dough.
Need with an N.
I need more dough.
Need with a K.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Coverage and discounts not available for all vehicles or states. Policy terms and conditions apply.
What's the best product I bought this year? Oh, that's easy. Salonpas pain-relieving patches. The proven medicines in Salonpas patches reduce my pain and let me do the things I need to do every day.
In a recent clinical study, patients using Salonpas reported improved sleep, mood, and the ability to work. They had less pain and were able to reduce their use of oral pain medications.
For pain, I use Salonpas. It's good medicine.
It's a me too.
Doug Steffens, Good Day Show.
I see Mark Zuckerberg yesterday from, what do they call it now, Meta? It's Facebook, basically.
Yeah, Facebook's parent.
He's trying to change his evil ways. He's talking about how they can do things to make the stock more valuable. If you'd stop screwing with your site, I think that'd make it very bad.
Yes, and enough with this algorithm that doesn't even work properly.
Yeah.
Get the podcast at gooddayshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Good Day download from yesterday had a lot of focus on Paul Pelosi and that discussion. Also, Dolly Parton, No More Tours, Nicole Kidman is big in terms of who she is impressing with her talent. That's a conversation, obviously, because it was Halloween, about Halloween. So catch the download. Get it every day after you hear the whole program. You can hear the whole program all day, every day at gooddayshow.com. And that's where you find the download as well. The focus on what went on with the House Speaker I want to get to in a moment. I was thinking about peace and joy, especially when I look at some of this stuff, the back and forth from Republicans who are denying that. I'll unload in a moment. Give me a minute to unload because it's, I really want to unload. And maybe that's what will give me some satisfaction, because that's really what we're all looking for, isn't it? Aren't we looking for harmony in life? And we don't seem to be able to find it. Some people maybe don't want harmony. I want
inclusion.
It.
We all want to feel like we are a part of something and we matter.
Yeah. Yeah. Nothing shapes what people, what is more important or attractive to people than being kind and good-hearted. I think that always impresses people more, although some people, they want you to be tough. I have my moments of being tough. A lot of times people think that I'm difficult to do business with, but I have to hold, you got to hold the line someplace. But the rest of the world, I think, sees me, or I want to be. I don't really care how the world sees me. I just want to be a good soul, a good person. And I think we all, and really deep down in our hearts, isn't that what we want for ourselves and our children? Just have a good heart, good soul, good feelings about what's going on. Here's a story from the Good News Department about a fellow who saved four siblings after making a wrong turn. He saw a house on fire, right? You know, we all do wrong turns. How many times have you gone the wrong way down a one-way street, right? Well, the story of Brendan Burt in Red Oak, Iowa. He made a wrong turn, and he happened to be in front of a family's home as it was burning. He said, "I felt like there was somebody in there. I knew it, and I had to act." Mm-hmm. As it turned out, there were four siblings inside the house. Smoke detectors in the house failed to go off, and they only woke up when they heard him banging on the door. And this is, you know, this is the horror that you all worry about, or we all think about. A fire is something that's awful. Anyway, the mother was in a different place. She was, I guess, over in Montana, right, for some other problem with her family.
Yeah, there was a family emergency, and so she had to leave. And these siblings, their ages are 22, 17, 14, and 8.
Yep. Yeah.
And so it's not like they were young children left, you know, to their own devices.
Right. No, they weren't alone. They were 2 years old left alone.
Older brother there. And I guess the 22-year-old made it out just before the flames really spread.
Mm-hmm. Well, the mother was taking care of another relative. So but the guy going to the door, and they had that new doorbell thing that you see the video. So, that's what people have seen. A lot of gratitude going all the way around. Yep, and there deserves to be. So imagine that. Doing the wrong thing and the right thing happens. It does happen sometimes. The Paul Pelosi thing, Nancy Pelosi, and I don't like beginning these conversations. I don't have much use for Nancy Pelosi. I don't really think she's done a great job, but this isn't about her, even though it seems that the wackadoodle who broke into the house wanted to take her away.
Apparently that's what he said.
Yeah, well, but supposedly I saw something that indicated that he wanted to take her and incarcerate her someplace. You see all kinds of stories. The bottom line is, as I put this together, what happened was, it was interesting that Pelosi, it was like, 2-3 o'clock in the morning, and he got into the house and woke him up, and then Pelosi goes in the bathroom, calls 911, and in the 2 minutes that it took the police to get there, this guy takes a hammer and threatens him, and then when the police show up, he hits him in the head with a hammer.
Paul Pelosi, he fought back. Was that melee where they were fighting over the hammer, and then at the last moment, right when the police were arriving, the intruder got the hammer back, and that's when he hit him in the head, and he had to have surgery. It was bad, but he had
attempted murder charges should be filed against this guy. What is there? Nancy Pelosi is not a good leader. And yeah, she says things. Now, do you suppose she'll think about what she says a little more when she mocks Trump or whoever it is?
I would like to see everybody think a little bit more before they say what they say, especially people who have such a strong following sometimes as humans, we say things in a sarcastic tone and others don't read that tone. Mm-hmm. And really strong followers of anybody who are not thinking of them, like thinking within their own right and thinking intelligently are just following what other people say. And sometimes they don't realize that politics
there are consequences.
And, yeah, there are consequences to what people say, especially when you are of such a standing that you have a following as such.
I just think that things like what Donald Trump Jr. said, or the way he said it after that attack.
Did you see the meme he shared? He didn't create it. Somebody else created it, but he shared
it. What, got my Paul Pelosi Halloween costume?
Yeah. It was a pair of underwear on a bed and a hammer.
What a stupid jerk. That's just stupid. Anyway.
It's awful.
He said the internet. I don't even want to read his comments, frankly. I think I've come across him a couple of times. Who's the lady that was on Fox that's with him now? What's that woman's name that is very active in the community down in Florida? Anyway, whatever, I forgot her name. Not important. I don't have much use for Nancy Pelosi. I sure don't have much use for Donald Trump. And I don't have much. Now, there are people who are going to say, and this is how the back and forth gets lost. People say, well, he was misquoted, Donald Trump Jr. Or he, you know, was just having fun with it. There's nothing fun about this. There should be, if this is a human being, has nothing to do with her politics. I wouldn't vote for her in 100 million years for anything. But that doesn't mean that her husband or even her deserve to have this kind of stuff that is, these people egg on. There are some folks, I was watching something last night on the old WGN, which is now a national, it's a cable channel that does a pretty good job of the news. And a fellow who does a Republican blog was on with somebody from the Secret Service as to how the discussion was, why wasn't there protection? Well, the Secret Service have not ever provided protection for spouses of people like in Pelosi's position unless they were there. So if Pelosi had been in the House, there would have been Secret Service protection around the House. But she wasn't there, so there was no protection. And so that's apparently going to change. So this guy cost the American, for those of you who think that he's doing something wonderful, and yeah, we got to get Nancy Pelosi, if you're an idiot and you think that the way to deal with Nancy Pelosi is with a hammer, then you're responsible for the budget of the Secret Service going up about 10%. Because now all these people in those positions, like Pelosi and what's-her-face from Massachusetts, who's her assistant, and anybody who's got any kind of claim to fame or is in line with Nancy Pelosi, is third in line for succession, right? If something happened to the president or vice president, she'd become the president.
She is.
Which is, that's not anything, you know, we want to hold on to, you want to wish for the best. But the unbridled nonsense that comes from these people who are so full of hate. There are, this guy supposedly had a connection to a blog, hashtag Pelosi gay lover. There's just all kinds of crap that's floating around. What did Elon Musk say about it? He responded to the tweet from Hillary Clinton.
Yeah, he shared a conspiracy theory article that was saying Paul Pelosi's gay lover, and he met him somewhere and then tried to call it off, and then that's why this guy was a jilted lover, all this stuff. The fact that even Elon Musk is sharing a conspiracy theory like that on the platform he now owns.
These people need to grow up. I find that there's not much else to say about the Trump stuff. I feel badly for the children that will have to endure whatever it is. And you got to wonder, actually, that's a different part of this. The children of those who are involved in things like this, what happens to them in their lives when their parents become a focus of something? I don't know anything about the fellow other than, what the obvious is with breaking into the house. Whatever it is that prompted him, how he's so angry and think there's a sickness in the air. There really is.
There is. So, I think sometimes people forget these are real human beings, whether they are the victim or the assailant. They have families. And what's that saying? We are the worst to those we are closest.
Yeah.
Think about the people in his life, what they've had to deal with this person.
I went to a funeral yesterday of the mother of a friend of mine, and there was a little card. This woman loved lighthouses, New Englander through and through, and who doesn't like to go sit by the sea and look out over at a lighthouse and just sit there and look at the sky and look at, you know, what's around you and be thankful for all of it. And she wrote something that I'm going to repeat right now because I think it's very, very functionally applicable to a lot of the things going on that don't have wisdom connected to them. It's called the wisdom of the lighthouse. Stand tall and proud. Always be a beacon of goodness and light. Never be afraid of the dark. Know that happiness is found by the sea. Absolutely be there for others. There is peace in solitude. You need to be strong and courageous when facing life's storms. And that's what this is. This is one of life's storms. And to not fall into that, even this blogger who was I'm trying to remember his name, who was a talk show host, and then he started doing a blog when he got fired. He said he didn't understand how people got this so wrong. That is, they took the positions that they did and made themselves look foolish. He was arguing, he said, all day with some of his Republican followers, and they didn't, they didn't seem to get it. Speaking of that, the person who doesn't get it is Elon Musk. Man, there's got to be more to say about that, which will come up later on. It's 48 after the hour.
Paid for by government.com.
The 1878 to 1921 Morgan Silver Dollar, a true American classic and one of the most iconic silver dollar coins in history. It's been 100 years since the last Morgan Silver Dollar coin was struck for circulation. And now, for a limited time only, full pound bags of original U.S. government struck Morgan dollars are being released to the public. That's right. You can own a full pound of 1878 to 1921 classic American Morgan Silver Dollar coins, all in very good collector condition with fully visible dates and mint marks. Guaranteed. Call 1-800-473-1745 now to secure collector-grade U.S. Morgan Silver Dollars by the pound, struck during the Wild West and the Gilded Age. Plus, receive a bonus American Collector's Pack valued at over $25, free with every order. Call 1-800-473-1745 now to secure your full pound bag of Morgan Silver Dollar coins before they are gone. 1-800-473-1745. That's 1-800-473-1745.
And now a small business setback, delivered by a kind French stranger.
Monsieur, there was an accident. The windshield of your catering van is, how do you say, kaput? But Progressive has an extensive network of repair shops. Now, we think about the old days. Brave marin, revient de guerre.
When things go wrong with your small business, it's comforting to know you have Progressive Commercial. Get a quote in as little as 6 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com.
Croissants for everyone!
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Coverage subject to policy terms and conditions.
What's the best product I bought this year? Oh, that's easy. Salonpas Pain Relieving Patches. The proven medicines in Salonpas patches reduce my pain and let me do the things I need to do every day.
In a recent clinical study, patients using Salonpas reported improved sleep, mood, and the ability to work. They had less pain and were able to reduce their use of oral pain medications.
For pain, I use Salonpas. It's good medicine.
He said me too.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
Happy birthday if today is your birthday. Let's see what you can celebrate with, how you can eat peacefully and the good stuff. It's 53 past the hour. Yes, it's time for our daily farm food and family focus. The fact that today's World Vegan Day is important. It's usually celebrated on this 1st of November. See how far this has come, the vegan movement, Jay? I remember when veganism started off, it was kind of a diet fad, and then it's grown into this lifestyle option. There are lots of benefits of veganism. Yeah,
it's not even just diet. Like, a true vegan will not buy any products that have animal products in them or have been tested on animals. They will not, like, no leather belts, no UGG boots, nothing. My sister is a vegan with her diet because she just thinks it's gross to eat animals, but she doesn't exactly live the lifestyle for veganism.
Yeah. Well, there are a lot of people who are famous. Ellen, Zac Efron, Ariana Grande, Pam Anderson, Mel Anderson, who have a different attitude. I think the way the burger people have dealt with it is to have that, what is that called?
The impossible burger, which is very interesting because I understand people who go the not eating animal meat or anything like that because maybe for health, but they still like it.
Yeah.
Get the impossible, because the impossible burger, it's supposed to look and taste and cook exactly like animal meat. So anybody who doesn't eat animal meat because they strictly don't like it, the impossible burger would not be for them.
No, would not be for them. Don't forget our American Family Farmer program. I do this every week. latest agricultural news, a lot of the things that are focused on farm life. I'm a family farmer, and so I put together a lot of material. Jay certainly helps a lot by getting people that focus on issues like farmers dying by suicide. One of the most recent, you can get the podcast and listen to the program at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or on many of these same stations. But there's a part, I bring you the farm news as much as I have time for. There's always a guest that's helping farmers improve, good stories about how to improve life on your farm, how to make it more successful. And then I always have my point of view, my opinion, if you will. I think this one has a focus on safety on the farm, but catch it at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. Recall alert of the day right after this. Welcoming back into our fold Elizabeth Miller, who is from the Calitrin organization. One of the things that's so great is the various things that can help you as you're going through the process, like the weight loss guide that you have, all the tips and information, because everybody's body is different.
Exactly. And, you know, you're right. If you go on our website, we've got a resources tab you can click on, and we've got a ton of completely free, 100% free resources. Like Doug was saying, we've got weight loss guides. We've got how to balance your gut for health, longevity, and weight loss.
All right, what's the deal right now? What do we have as a special?
We've got buy three, get three free, unlimited. So that's buy four, get four, buy five, get five. It's at toploss.com. That's TOPLOSS.com. Or you can call us toll free at 1-833-TOP-LOSS.
All right. Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin. All right. So here's the story. This is for everybody. This is a family focus. There are a number of brands that you're familiar with that come from Unilever. They have recalled a dozen aerosol-based dry shampoo products that have benzene in them, which is a very dangerous carcinogen. This is a, I don't understand how they even put it in there. Is it a mistake? It's like what I'm looking at in the press release here is that it looks like it's a part of the normal formula for this. But, you know, this
exactly. is... Exactly, especially with dry shampoos.
Yeah. So if you have Dove dry shampoo, Suave dry shampoo, Bedhead, this is something that you should bring back to the store and get your money back. The benzene is what... You know, when you squirt it, that's the sort of gas that pushes it out. But why is it that they're just finding out about this now? I guess that's the question. This has been around for a while, but it's not. It's a common compound. It's all over the world. And as a matter of fact, if you're a smoker, you're breathing it into your lungs every time you take a puff, because benzene is all over tobacco products. So a word to the wise sufficient, hopefully, from the Farm, Food, and Family folks on the Good Day program at 59 past the hour.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.